So, communication. Do you have some tips on that?
Well, I
besides
think
reading each other's minds, which you and Patrick evidently do.
Feel that mind out of my head. No, I think communication is vital. I mean, it is. And we have to realize that men and women are wired differently, right? I mean, you know, a man, you tell him your problem and they want to fix it, right? And a woman just wants to vent. And so Patrick and I laugh about that because, oh, he has that in him. You know, if he sees that there's a problem, especially with me, something that I need help with, or that, you know, he's the first to want to help fix that. And there are times when we laugh, I say, you know, it's okay, you don't have to fix it, I just want to talk about it. But I think that, and Patrick is a very, very good communicator. A lot of men aren't, but he really is, and he's actually a better communicator than I am. And so it's that part has been easy in our relationship because he really does want to talk about things. If I get mad, I don't want to talk about it. Mm. You know, I get to the point to where I do not want to talk about it anymore because I'm mad. And he's like, well, we have to talk about it. And I always kid him because he's the most persuasive man on the planet. Like, if we sit down and discuss something, by the end of it gets to the point to where I just tell him if we have a disagreement and we start discussing it, I'm like, look, I don't care how right you sound. I know I'm right. He can't convince anyone of anything, and by the time he spins it around, I'm like, what? No, I'm right, you know? And so I'm like, I don't care. I know you sound right, but I'm right. but I think open communication means everything, because how are you supposed to be with somebody if you can't communicate? And I think it's finding that point that works for you, you know? I think that's key. I mean, I can't say enough about communication. I think it's the pinnacle on which everything else is built on.
Yeah.
Or the foundation, I should say, on which everything else is built on. I think that each couple has to find that for themselves. You know, they may have a different way of communicating, and that's okay. You know, it's like, you know, you're talking about, you know, your son and his wife, you know, it sounds like they have this amazing thing, but I'm sure there are times where they do have to sit down and discuss it. And we can't always assume that our spouse is reading our minds, because sometimes they're not, you know?
Yeah, really. Yeah, definitely. You're talking about being right. I forget how Chris says it. He says, there's lots of right answers and lots of wrong answers.
Oh, he's a diplomat.
Yeah. So we can both be right, or we might both be wrong.
That's a really good way to look at it. I think that humor has a lot, like you're talking about, because, you know, there are times when, you know, Patrick and I have been mad at each other, and, of course, he's very witty and funny, and he'll say something funny, you know, and I'll start laughing, and then, you know, it's not as dire anymore, you know. So we found a way to kid about it, you know, and obviously in any relationship, you know, one thing that anybody that knows Patrick, and you already know this morning, but Patrick is, you know, very meticulous about everything he does. You know, he's very driven, like ultra driven. On a scale from 1 to 10, he'd probably be a 15. You know, and very driven, and very much a sense of, you know, if his environment is orderly, then he can function, and if it's not, then he feels like everything is spiraling out of control, and he gets a lot of that from his mom. And so, you know, I feel like that we've done a good job in our relationship of coming together in that aspect, because, you know, growing up, that was really never that important in my family. And you know, think the house wasn't always spick and span, you know, different. My mom worked full time. So, you know, she just didn't have the energy to do that and come home and clean house. And so, you know, that was probably the we were, even though we were raised very similarly, that was probably been the ways that we were raised differently. And I feel like we've both done a very good job of coming middle ground with that.
Hmm. Well, that's good. Yeah, the first thing Chris did when he moved into the house was take down all my light fixtures and clean them and put in new bulbs and replace anything that was, you know, a mess. It wasn't identical. It all had to be identical.
Uh-huh.
I can kind of relate to some of that. You know, it's fun to me because I'm just like, oh, well, that's good enough, whatever. I was like, my light fixtures aren't the same. He's like, no, somebody just hodgepodge these in here.
See, yeah, so you have a very similar relationship that we do. And one thing I've realized about Patrick is if he's upset about something, if he feels like things are not in control, the first thing he does is he starts cleaning. And he starts getting it because I think he feels like if he can get that part under control, he can tackle the other stuff.
There's a lot of truth in that. There really is
a lot of truth. Yeah. And I have to admit, it does feel good when the house is really clean. I do think a lot clearer, you know, but sometimes I just don't want to go through the effort it takes to get it to that point.
Yeah, really.
Or I don't want to stop what I'm doing. Yeah, I can do it. Like, you're so much better at this than I am anyway, you know. And yeah, I mean, most of the time I clean the house, but, you know, but there are times if I go out of town and everything and I come back and I'm like, oh, my gosh. That was amazing. I never knew it could look this clean. I thought I was cleaning the house, you know. Yeah, you know, let me show you how to really clean a bathroom, Jen. This is how you really clean a bathroom. I'm like, really, rolling my eyes. Keep going, honey. Keep going. Because he's almost got it done. So it sounds like Chris is very similar. Yeah, very much the same way. So, you know.
Yeah. Novel concept for me, so.
Well, we had some good friends in Texas. We had lived in Texas and we moved, and one of my real close friends, she was telling me she and her kids had driven by our old house, you know, and the kids were like, this place is going to pot. It looks awful. This is terrible. And I said, Shelby, was it awful? And she started laughing. She said, no, it was normal. Patrick just didn't live there anymore. Okay, gotcha.